Hello and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today the topic, as usual, is inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called, I'm Mad as Hell. But we're also going to talk about whatever else is on our guests' minds. I have a special guest in studio today, and I know that she wants to talk about more than just being mad. You can find my columns all over, worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com. Hit the Writing Plus tab at the top of the page. There's lots of good goodies that you will see when you get the drop-down menu. So, I'm Mad as Hell is an expression that came from the movie Network. And the man who delivered that line, I'm mad as hell and I won't take it anymore, was Peter Finch. I, in writing the column, thought it was Albert Finney. So I wrote that, and I was really glad that one of my readers pointed out that mistake so I could correct it. If you've not seen the movie Network, it's unbelievable how relevant it is. I think it came out in the 70s, so we're talking 35, 40 years ago. And it is about someone that just has, you know, had it up to here with life and world's frustrations and just goes a little bonkers. I think we all do at times. Anyway, I will get back to that. Today's guests are in-studio mom Kelly Smithgall, returning for a second time. She is brave, especially to come in the studio where I can taunt and torment her, which, of course, is my plan. We also have Pastor Drew Sams for spiritual rap and Dr. Jennifer Weberman for therapy talk. And I know Dr. Weberman is just chomping at the bit for this particular topic. She actually made a comment to one of my readers that revealed something really personal and was very motivated to put that in a comment in the actual blog on the comment section at brucesalen.com. And Dr. Weberman gave her some very good counsel, and I think that motivated her to want to talk about that incident, that particular exchange, and more, which we will be doing in the fourth segment of today's show. I hope you will follow me on Twitter at Bruce Salen and like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We are now at something like 5,052 likes, gradually getting past that 5,000 mark. And I also want to remind you that Because I Said So is now, I think, on its 104th comic strip. The current one is called R-Rated. And the Kickstarter campaign we've been doing has 8 days left or 9 days. I sure hope you'll go to Kickstarter and look up Because I Said So and contribute. We're not yet at our goal, and I'm really disappointed that more people haven't stepped up, and but I hope you will. And if not, we'll relaunch and reconfigure and do better the next time. Always good to learn from our mistakes or learn from our failures is really a very, very good topic, and in fact is going to be a column of mine, how we often learn more from failure than success. Just think about the song Glory Days from Bruce Springsteen. The high school star of the football team is rarely the person that ends up the CEO of a company. Oftentimes that is the peak of their life, as is the high school most popular girl on campus. So many times it's the less popular people that become Warren Buffett or Bill Gates or Steve Jobs. So that means they've had to learn how to deal with failure early on. And if things come to you too easy, I don't believe you learn and grow. And it never changes the older we get. I find that every time something doesn't go my way, instead of getting upset, or at least in addition to getting upset, if I'm going to be brutally honest, I look at what can I take from this? What can I learn from this? What can I do better the next time around? So if the Kickstarter project, as an example, doesn't fund, I'm going to be disappointed, of course, but then I'm going to say, okay, what can I do better the next time? And I guarantee you, it will be a more successful effort if we end up having to do it a second time. I'm not going to let a failure define me. A failure actually can inspire me, and that's the way I look at it. Okay, a little bit of news beyond that. The new Because I Said So comic strip, as I said, is called R-Rated. The new vlog is called 10 Days Left, which is about, at the time it was published 2 days ago, there were 10 days left in the Kickstarter campaign. So it's my last appeal in a one-take shot done in my home office. And tonight at Dad Chat, we are talking about toys with Hasbro's Rescue Bots taking over. And we will have five great prizes available to win. So I would urge local listeners, those in Santa Barbara that are hearing the show live, to join us at Dad Chat. Next week at Dad Chat, Mars Bites is sponsoring and giving away three $100 Walmart gift cards. So for all my listeners everywhere in the country and anywhere else that might be listening via iTunes or on my website, do note October 24th for Mars Bites and the chance to win $100 gift card, three of them. It'll be fun. It is time, if my producer is ready and he's giving me the A-OK, it is time for a Dad's Point of View life lesson.
You got to accentuate the positive.
I'm Bruce Salen, and this is a Dad's Point of View. If your kids are on Facebook, you must be their friend. Once your kids are on the internet, Facebook in particular, you have to monitor their activities as closely as any other activities you would monitor of theirs. Don't trust software. Be there yourself. Require that your kids allow you to be their friend on Facebook. Don't take no for an answer. But this is very important. Never make your presence known. Once you are their Facebook friend, you watch, you read, but you never post anything, even a compliment. The moment you do that, their friends will clam up and probably shame your kids into unfriending mom or dad. I repeat, make it required that your kids friend you on Facebook, but never make your presence known. I'm Bruce Salen. You can find me at brucesalen.com, and please be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Salen, Dad's Point of View.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N. That's S like in Smith Gall. Who is our next guest? I actually got her to laugh. We'll be right back.
No worries.
Bruce Salen, Dad's Point of View.